For many kids, the best part of back to school is shopping for new supplies. Who does not love scented erasers and clean binders? But this year, retailers are struggling to stock the shelves. MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent Ali Velshi is here. Ali, what's going on?
Well, this is the perfect storm, Robin, of all the stuff having to do with the pandemic. There's excess stuff from last year that didn't sell. Costs of a whole lot of things have gone up. There's shipping delays because everybody's shipping everything all around the world. And people, retailers don't know how much people are going to buy this year because there's still uncertainty as to what the school year is going to look like. So when you put the production costs, the cargo delays, because a lot of the stuff comes from China and Asian countries, higher shipping rates and uncertainty about what the shop should order, you've got this situation where it's not clear how this shopping season is going to go.
Now, what kind of things are we talking about?
Literally everything that a kid uses to go back to school. Remember, this year's back to school is unusual because a lot of adults are going back to work as well. So things like Pilot's erasable friction pens, Papermate's flare markers, stationery, binders, all of that stuff is more expensive. And, of course, what do kids like? They like that kind of stuff, but they also like the stuff that's branded or that, you know, is a bit fashiony, like the backpacks. And we've got issues with backpacks as well.
Yeah, and this comes as families are getting the new government payments, you know, per child. Mm-hmm. And also families may not have shopped for things for kids in a while because of the pandemic. So lots of pent-up money. I'm thinking, what a shame, you know, for these retailers.
Yeah, because there's money to be spent here. The National Retail Federation does expect that back-to-school spending is going to rise 6.4%. So it's about $108 billion this year. That's a little lower than the spending for all age groups. But here's the problem. People may spend more money, but the discounts might actually be lower. There might be smaller markdowns because there's less merchandise in stores because stocks don't know how much to keep in stock. So they've marked down so far. Now, it's only July, but they've marked down a smaller proportion of things like backpacks and back-to-school stuff at this point. We'll have to see how it goes in August. But as of now, fewer discounts and people being prepared to spend more. So we just don't know how that's going to match up between buyers and sellers.
Right. Is there, I mean, you just mentioned some things they might do, but is there a broader plan? Like, what happens here?
Well, you know, larger companies have been able to store away stuff from last season that nobody bought, but they didn't sell. But they're being very careful about discounting it. The big problem, of course, is the smaller places, which a lot of families like to go to. The small businesses that kind of know the trends, they know everybody's needs, they are having difficulty in stocking things. So what will happen is people will watch, because of the child tax credits, they're going to watch how the spending goes in July and see what they can do for August. But again, we're not in that much of a just-in-time society that a small shop can buy things. You know, at the end of July for the end of August. So there might just be a mismatch this year. People may end up buying on the secondary market and paying up for things.
Right. And by the way, please go to the small local places who know you.
Yes.
But briefly, we just only have a few seconds here, but does this tell us anything about the rest of the economy? There's pent up money and maybe people want to buy clothes to go back to work. Is there going to be a shortage?
Which is why the used everything market is so much higher than it is, because retailers didn't know what to do, so they haven't bought as much stuff, because there's nothing worse for a retailer than having your cash caught up in stuff that won't sell like they had last spring. So as a result, everyone's going to be paying up this season.
Yeah. MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent Ali Velshi, thank you.
Thank you.